If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's talk a little bit about, you and I have both looked at an article that was headlined in the Times recently. More than 400,000 student loan borrowers had wrong monthly payments. Another number that jumped out at me in this article was 28 million people maybe making some sort of miscalculation as well. Just talk to me about that, Ray. What are we discussing here?
Yeah, I have to say, we see it all the time. I was just talking about this a couple of days ago, where one of our clients, when we submitted the application, the payment was supposed to be $300, and it came back as $3,000. So we had to resubmit and have them recalculate it. And what's happening a lot of times is we're getting confirmation that our calculation is correct, but still the payment reflected on the statement is coming up much higher than what they're even admitting as the correct payment amount. So the Department of Ed has actually stepped in and is requiring the servicers to give people refunds if it turns out that they were making payments that were calculated too high. And they're trying to correct the mistake, but we are seeing a lot of it because my theory is that they're just overwhelmed with millions of applications and just trying to keep up with demand, and a lot of mistakes are being made. So we're trying to make sure that everybody's payments are correct, because the whole point of the new payment plan is to reduce your payment, right? So that's really the whole point. And instead, a lot of people are getting these high, crazy monthly payment amounts.
We're talking to student debt relief attorney Ray Kaplan. Financialrelief.com is the website. It does remind me a little bit of what our friend Terry Savage has been talking about, where Social Security is miscalculating payments or payments to people. In this case, though, people are getting too much money, and now they've got to claw it back. In either case, it's a federal agency that just doesn't know what the right numbers are. In this case, people are paying too much. I suppose you could say, keep it and then give me some forgiveness or apply it to the principal. Are there options there, Ray?
Well, we don't know yet, and I would say not really. If you get a statement that is reflecting a payment amount that is much, much higher than what you suspect or what your payment was, you know, a few years ago, then what you can do is you can, obviously, you can call us and we can correct it for you at 294-8989, or you can actually try to contact your servicer. But here's the problem with contacting your servicer. Often the wait times are 2 to 3 hours. So I would say one way around that is if you can call early-ish in the morning or later in the evening. Most of them are open until 8 or 9 o'clock at night, Eastern Standard Time. So the later, the better.
Yeah. Just briefly describe for us the recalculation on the amount that students have to pay. How does that work now, Ray?
Well, so under the federal laws that govern your federal student loans, there are different repayment plans, and they've introduced a new payment plan called SAVE. And what the department is doing, the Department of Education, is they're basically putting most people into the new SAVE plan because it's supposed to lower your payment. Of course, you know, as we just talked about in that article of the New York Times, there are hundreds of thousands of people, at least, who have had that payment incorrectly calculated. But I'm assuming that overall it's being calculated correctly. It's just we are seeing a lot of mistakes happen. So they're putting most people into the SAVE plan, which should reduce your payment in many cases by at least half. So if your payment was $500 a month before, it should go down. It should go down maybe to $250 or $300. The unknown variable is they're putting you in the SAVE plan based on your income from back in 2019, because that's the last time they had your income information. Well, some people were making more money back in 2019 than they are now. So the payment should actually be based on your income now. So what we want to do is an analysis to see which one would make the most sense for you, because if you can base it on your income now and that makes more sense, then that's what you should do. Or you should leave it at the 2019 income if that makes more sense, because then you have another year of lower monthly payments. And everybody should remember that those payments are on a track till forgiveness. So if the payment is very low, that still counts on that payment track until your loans are actually forgiven.
The Biden administration tried to get forgiveness. The Supreme Court determined that that was not within his power. The Congress hasn't helped him on that. So now the forbearance is over and you got to make loan payments. And it seemed to me also, Ray, that there were certain types of loans for which reduction in your monthly payments could be applied and some for which they cannot be. This SAVE program you're talking about, is that for everybody or just some kinds of loans?
It's pretty much for everybody who has federal loans. There is a group of people where the SAVE plan is not the best payment option, and that's really the higher income earners, maybe doctors and lawyers. Sometimes we want them to be in the PAYE plan, which is the PAYE plan, which actually finishes up faster than the SAVE plan. So that's another reason why it really makes sense to have an individual or custom strategy when it comes to your student loans, because oftentimes these servicers, they'll just kind of put everybody in this payment plan, which is low, but for the higher income earners, it extends your payment for another 5 years. So you wind up paying back more than you would in one of the other income-driven repayment plans.
The Senate was going to throw out the SAVE plan, weren't they? Didn't they vote on that?
Yes, they were. They were trying to get rid of the SAVE plan. And, you know, clients ask me that all the time. What if the law changes? And the SAVE plan is not 100% safe as opposed to SAVE, because it's one of these plans that is under the Biden administration. And so if a new administration comes in, they could technically go back to the old income-based payment plan, which is not as generous. And the payments aren't as low, and there's not that 100% interest subsidy, which is really great about the SAVE plan. But my thinking is that once people are enrolled, it is going to be hard to actually kick them out of it. So we'll have to see. It is still kind of a volatile time for student loans. And really, until the election is over, we won't really know what's going to be happening with student loans for a little while.
That's what we said last time, and we've still been kind of a fluid topic. Say my student loan was from 15 years ago and I'm still paying on it, or I'm still helping my kid pay on it. Are they eligible for this SAVE program, or is it only people who borrowed maybe during the pandemic or something?
No, everybody's eligible pretty much for the SAVE plan. But people who have older loans, like the ones you were mentioning, this is a really, really big opportunity right now to get your loans forgiven. There's a Biden administration executive order called the One-Time ITR Account Adjustment, and that expires December 31st. So what we have to do in most cases is we have to do some paperwork to turn your loans into the right type to allow them to get forgiven or closer to forgiveness. And we have seen so many people, WGN listeners, and people from all over the place where they have old federal student loans and were able to get them forgiven or get their payment term reduced by years and even decades. So they only have a year or two left before their entire loan balance gets forgiven. It's a really, really big option for forgiveness right now that most people don't know about. And it really applies to people who have old loans. Even if you took out new loans, it'll apply to all the loans.
312-981-7200. Do you have a question for Ray? If you call right now, we'll get you in. 312-981-7200. Before a break, just a quick answer to this, Ray. I'll use my son as an example. As you know, he was in forbearance and has now started to have to pay his loan. But in fact, he hasn't got a bill yet. What's up with that? And I'll bet he's not alone on that. It's past October 1st, so what gives?
Right. So what's happening there is that we applied for the SAVE plan, and it's taking them longer than normal to calculate and approve it and then send out your first statement saying, you know, your payment is whatever it is, $100 a month, and the first payment will be due on this date. So while they're processing, though, you don't have to worry because your loans are in forbearance. So you don't actually have to make payments until you receive the approval from them stating what your payment is and the payment date.
Okay, Ray Kaplan, you ready to take calls from our listeners?
I'm ready.
Can Ray define an old loan? You said if you've got an old loan, it still applies. I presume that's what you said. Does that question make sense to you? Can you define an old loan?
Sure. So basically, if you have loans going back to 1998, because what most people don't know is that if you're in an income-driven repayment plan for 20 years for undergrad loans, then after 20 years, the loans are supposed to be forgiven. So let's say your loans go back to the year 2000. If we apply under this IDR account adjustment, your entire loan balance will be forgiven. Even if you've recently taken out other newer student loans, we can wrap them all up together and they get as much credit as those loans from year 2000. So it's a fantastic opportunity to get your entire loan balance forgiven that people are just unaware of. So we're really trying to get the word out there. So I would say any loans from, you know, recently going back to 1998 is where the IDR account adjustment will kind of draws the line.
Mr. Williams, I'm hoping you can ask Ms. Kaplan this question. Is there any process that is available for the private student loans? Our daughter defaulted on her loans to the tune of $95,000 and left it to her dad, who co-signed for her and I. The additional cost is taking its toll financially, as you can imagine. What do you say
to this case? Yeah, I'm glad that this caller brought this up, because private loans, we kind of ignore them a little bit sometimes, right? Because we talk about federal loans because they're the ones in the news more. There are great options for your private loans. We are able to negotiate reduced balance settlements, and especially when the loans are in default. So if the loans are in default, it's a really good time to negotiate a whole new contract. So if the balance is $90,000, they may settle for 30 to 50% of the balance. So we might be able to get the balance down to maybe $40,000 or less than that. And it doesn't have to be in a lump sum. Often they're just looking for some good faith down payment. And then the balance can be paid over 36 months and it's 0% interest.
Wow. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad this person asked that. But to be clear, that's not the SAVE program or any of these other federal programs. That's good old-fashioned renegotiating a loan that's gone bad.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's pick up a phone line and talk to Roger. You're on WGN. Roger, what can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to say earlier in the conversation, first of all, Ray manages my daughter's loans, and thank God. I mean, she does amazing work. I called recently because I was concerned we never got any information regarding our November payment from Mohila. We had made our October payment, and when I called, they said, oh, you're in forbearance. Well, we never requested that. Why are we in forbearance? And they basically said, well, we've found a lot of errors, and we're trying to correct them, and we'll, you know, let you know when things are going to go
back. So they're putting a pause on your student. They're putting a pause on your student. They put you back into forbearance, huh?
Yes. And I was concerned that they were, you know, this would affect her being eligible. You know, I was affected, concerned that it would cause us a problem. And I said, well, we never requested forbearance. So why forbearance? And they basically said, well, it's because of problems we're having. And you won't have to make a payment till January.
Do you hear that sometimes, Ray?
Yes, we're hearing that all the time. And you do have to kind of monitor the situation right now. I think this caller's situation is sounds like it's okay and it's safe to not make payments. But we've seen other instances where they have the loans marked as being in forbearance until 2040, which is obviously a mistake. So sometimes even when they put your loans into forbearance, mm-hmm. they put the wrong date for the loans to come out of forbearance. And, you know, what they're saying now is that the forbearance is, even if you're going for a public service loan forgiveness, it'll count. So you don't have to worry about, my loans are in forbearance, and so I'm not going to get the benefit under public service loan forgiveness. That does not seem to be the case. But yes, to answer your question, we do see a lot of people's loans being placed into forbearance without the borrowers actually requesting it. And it's really just their way of kind of pausing and freezing your loans so that no mistakes are made, or so that they can rectify an error that
they
found.
Or so they'll stop making mistakes. Roger, thanks for the call. Ray, I got less than a minute left. I had Parent Plus loans that I had consolidated with the Department of Ed, says a listener. Parent Plus loan consolidated with the Department of Ed. Someone told me because they were once PP loans, I cannot get forgiveness or the new Biden income plan. Is that true?
Okay, so it's true that they cannot get the new SAVE plan. There is a way around that, not for this listener because she previously consolidated. So Parent Plus loans that are consolidated into one federal consolidation loan are only going to be eligible for an income contingent repayment plan, which is actually rather an expensive payment plan. There are things we can do, though. We can potentially recalculate the payments once that parent borrower retires, mm-hmm. and then even look at whether or not the loan can be forgiven under the disability section of the okay. statute. So give us a call because we can try to create a strategy to lessen the burden. But that is true. For the most part, Parent Plus loans are not eligible for the new Biden plan SAVE.
I have a Direct Plus loan, been paying every month for 15 years, even through forbearance. Would I possibly be eligible for any forgiveness or reduction?
Very possibly. And again, this expires December 31st. So now is the time for us to look at it, do a thorough analysis and tell you how to get these loans forgiven, or even if they're not forgiven immediately, under the IDR account adjustment, we might be able to get them eligible to be forgiven in a year or
ding, ding.
Two.
Time's up. Call 312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com. Financialrelief.com is our website. The phone number there is 312-294-8989. Happy holidays, Ray.
Thanks so much, John. You too.
That's Ray Kaplan. She's kind of good at that.